James, chapter 3. Don't many of you be teachers, my brothers, knowing that we will receive heavier judgment. For in many things we all stumble. If any doesn't stumble in word, the same is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also. Now if we put the horses' bridles into their mouths that they may obey us, we turn about their whole body also. Look, the ships also, though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, are yet turned about by a very small rudder, where the impulse of the helmsman wills. So the tongue also is a little member, and boasts great things. Look, how much wood is kindled by how small a fire. And the tongue is a fire, the world of iniquity among our members is the tongue, which defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the wheel of nature, and is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beasts and birds, of creeping things and things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed by mankind. But the tongue no man can tame, it is a restless evil, it is full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who are made after the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth comes forth blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does the fountain send forth from the same opening sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brothers, yield olives, or a vine figs? Neither can salt water yield sweet. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show, by his good life, his works in meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and faction in your heart, don't glory and don't lie against the truth. This wisdom is not a wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion and every vile action. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without variance, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace.